So you can't even begin to imagine the happiness that I feel to be here with His Holiness Radhanath Swami and all of the wonderful devotees. I've just been dying in separation with some small problem. In fact, I almost wasn't going to be here today. My good friend, Brajabihari, he said, there's a car going tomorrow. They can drop you at Apollo Hospital. I didn't want to tell him which hospital I was going to. I was afraid after that. This is my medicine, is to get the association of the devotees and hear nectaring Krishna Katha from the lotus mouth of Radhanath Maharaj. So I was afraid after Ian Kadamba came, and I was afraid to tell him where I was really going. So, anyway, as Maharaj was saying, this is just like he described Uddhav Kyari, it's just a sticker forest now, just a sticker tree forest. All the beautiful fruit and flower trees were there. But here, even with our material eyes, we can see what a beautiful place. He was describing how Rupa Goswami, they gave up opulent palaces to sleep under trees, but why not? Can you see, have you seen any more opulent palace than this? You know, these beautiful pilu trees and... One time, I was on Brajmandal Prakrama with Lokanath Maharaj and crew. And the night we were in Nandagam, it rained all night long. And there wasn't this nice road that they made here, you know. It was just a muddy road. I mean, a dirt road. So with the rain all night long, it was mud. So the Brajmandal Prakrama authorities decided we're going to go by the main road out to the corner there and go up the main road to get to Javat. I said, we're going to miss Tirkadam. No way. So, of course, if I go off on a diversion, then Badra gets upset with me because people will follow me. So I just sort of lag behind and let everyone go ahead. When I thought for sure nobody's looking, I jumped down this road that all your buses just came when it was just a mud road. Of course, I thought nobody saw me, but my godbrother Hunkara saw me, and there was some bhakta, Steve, from somewhere, Tennessee or someplace, you know. He saw me, so they all understood Dinamanda's going to some nectarine place. So. We were walking in mud up to here, up to our calves, to get here, but I wasn't going to miss this place for anything. We couldn't even see if we were stepping on thorns or anything, you know. 6 inches of mud and there's a thorn down there, you can imagine what it would feel like, how you'd worry, you know, just stepping on a thorn is worry enough, but in mud too, and all our doctor thought we'd have a heart attack. Well, somehow with great difficulty we got here to this place. It was early in the morning, the sun was just rising, the rain had washed everything clean. We came down to this beautiful little Ter Kund. And you see all around is nothing but kadamba trees. And you see in the kadamba trees, you see these beautiful lavender-colored flowers. This we call Baramas. Those of you know Hindi, you know 12 months. Because 12 months out of the year, they give these beautiful lavender flowers. And there were still drops of water. It was early in the morning. There's still little drops of water. The kund, you know, the water had become very clean and clear. The morning sun was there. This beautiful scene of these Baramas flowers, you know, going from one kadamba tree to the next kadamba tree all around the kund, was the kund that morning. It was just early in the morning, there's no wind, it was just like a glass mirror, and that scene was being reflected, all this beautiful green scene with little drops of water coming off, sparkling, pristine, was being reflected into that kund. You know, it was just an amazing scene. And Bhakta Steve, he said, gosh, this looks like the spiritual world. And I said, well, where did you think we are? Because that's where we are. We're in the middle of the spiritual world. This is the most wonderful place. And Maharaj was glorifying our Lord Shiva as the greatest devotee. And we have one godbrother named Dasaras Sutta who's translated many books. And he did a compilation. He found, we always heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only wrote 8 verses, the Shikshastakam. But he found there's many, many verses that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote. And in fact, in Murari Gupta's Kadacha describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into a Shiva temple somewhere in South India. As soon as he walked in, he immediately composed a Shivastakam. And this Shivastakam has become very, very dear to me. Two verses I've memorized. They're so sweet. Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Shori Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi Nama Amrita Panamata Bringadipaya Akila Dukantre. He addresses Lord Shiva as Akila Dukha Hantre, who takes away all the sorrow of the entire universe. Akila Dukha Hantre. Now how is he able to take away all the sorrow of the universe? Because Lord Chaitanya says, Lord Shiva is always chanting, not just chanting, look at that. These names, Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Shori, Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Ityadi Namamrita Panamata. Not just chanting, but Panamata. He's absorbed and drinking this Namamrit. Ityadi Namamrita Panamata. How? Just like the Bringadipa. Just like the king of the bumblebees. Just like the king of the bumblebees. You know, bumblebee, they very much like the lotus flower. There's a special nectar we call makaranda inside lotus flower. And the bees, they go there. They drink that makaranda. They just go insane drinking that makaranda. They become completely absorbed in drinking that, tasting that makaranda. And you know, lotus flower, he's friend of the sun. When sun will go down, every lotus will close her face. When that lotus closes, that bee will be trapped inside. He's going to die. He's so much absorbed in drinking that makaranda, he doesn't care. That lotus closes, he's going to die. He just doesn't care. We should chant the holy name like that, that even if we're dying, it doesn't matter. We're just going to chant, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. And the second verse is my favorite. Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prana Nathaya Rasa Pradaya Sada Samudkanta Govinda Leela Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. This is so simple Sanskrit, you can almost understand. Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya. He's the auspicious Utsav. Netrotsava, for the eyes of Gauri, the most auspicious. Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangala, the most auspicious Utsav for the eyes of Gauri. Tata Prananathaya, and he's the, her Prananath, the Lord of her life. Tat prana nathaya rasa pradaya, and he's the giver of ras. How he's giving ras? Sada samudkanta govinda lila gana pravinaya namostatubhyam. We have anybody here named Praveen? Or you have friend named Praveen, no? Praveen means very expert. He's very expert what? Sada samudkanta, with great enthusiasm. Sada samudkanta govinda lila gana. He's very expert, Praveen. He's very expert in singing the govinda lila with great longing and great enthusiasm. To that Lord Shiva, I offer my humble obeisances. Sri Gauri Netrotsava Mangalaya Tat Prana Nathayaras Rasapradaya Sadasamu Kanta Govinda Leela Gana Pravinaya Namostatubhyam. So this has become, I always chant this verse before I speak any Krishna Katha to follow in the footsteps of Lord Shiva. So Maharaj was describing how Mother Yasoda, actually that was on the Gopastami day, which by the today's must be Panchami, because Prabhupada left on the Chaturthi. So today is Panchami, just cut three more days and Gopastami is here. So he told Mother Yasoda, Maya, you keep the shoes. Also she gave umbrella also. He said, now you go in hot sun. He said, either you give shoes and umbrella to all my cows or otherwise you keep it with you. And Matthew's like, "Are they, Lala? How am I going to give cow umbrellas? Who's going to carry all those umbrellas? 900,000 cows. Where are we going to get shoes?" So he said, "Keep it with you." So Sanatana Goswami, in some one of his commentaries, Tika in Srimad Bhagavatam, he says that night, the cows with their hard hoofs, they went all over Braj and smashed all of the rocks and stones into very, very fine powdery dust. They smashed all of those rocks and stones. They were so amazed. Lala, he said, "If my cows are going barefoot, I'm going barefoot." So the cows, they saw Lala has so much love for them. You know, so it's out of love for him, they smashed. It's very difficult now they build all these paved roads and they put rocks and everything. But something just like if we go to Unchagam, we can show you Johnson & Johnson baby powder rudge. I heard there was some plan, but if we go there, I'll show you Johnson & Johnson baby powder rudge. The Maharaj was describing the flute and how the gopis criticized that flute. "What austerities did you do to get the nectar of Krishna's lips? You know, that's our property." So Suridas, he has a very wonderful song describing the flute's answer to that criticism. They criticized, "What austerity? You want to know what austerities I did? You want to know why I got the nectar from Krishna's lotus feet?" He said, "From my very birth, I was separated from my family." That little seed floated down the river and landed some way very far away. I left my family from my very birth. And then what did I do? I stood on one leg. I stood on one leg. And what did I eat? I ate through that foot. I was only drinking water through that one foot that I was standing on. You want to know the austerities I did? I stood on one foot and I ate through that foot. I only drank water from that foot. Then you know what they did? They came, even that one foot that I had, they cut it off. And all of my arms and legs and everything else, they just chopped them all off. You ready to do like that? Then not only that, then they stuck me in the sun in the hot season and dried me out until I was completely dry. And not only that, when I was completely dry, they took a hot red poker and they burned holes into my body. 6 or 8 little holes in my body. You ready to do those austerities? And you can get Krishna's lips. So, as we heard, this is Ter Kadam, where Krishna would climb in the Kadamba tree and call the cows by name. And Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur describes there was those 4 special groups: black, red, yellow, and white cows. And Krishna gave them, all of the cows, different names according to their color group. Just like the white cows, he'll call Davali, Chandani, Ganga. Just like if you went to Kumbh Mela, some of you came and helped us in Kumbh Mela, you saw Ganga is coming very light color. So then there's the red cows, Aruni, just like we sing every day, Udila Aruna Purava Bhage, Aruni, Saraswati, Saraswati, Ganga is white, Saraswati is red, Saraswati, Lali, Kumkumi, like that. Then there's a yellow cow, Gulabi. Then there's a yellow cows, Pitambari, Pingali, Gauri, like that. These are all the yellow cows. And then which did we miss? The black cows. Kali, Krishangi, Krishangi, or Jamuna, because Jamuna is black. You saw in Kumbh Mela, you know, Jamuna is coming dark and Ganga is coming light, like this. There's so many beautiful names. And Krishna, and Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur describes Krishna has a jeweled, 108 jeweled japa mala. So we have our little Tosi mala, but he has 108 jewels. Now these malas described, these 4 groups are divided into 25 subdivisions. And then there's 8 special groups. This I have yet to see, Mridanga Mukhi. You ever saw a cow whose head was shaped like a mridanga? I don't know, you have any Vrindavan? I never saw anywhere, but... Singha Mukhi, the face like a lion, huh? Some with star on their head, some with tilak, huh? Those are called tilakini, just like we have one very nice devotee in Pakistan, a tilakini. So some with tilak on their foreheads, Singha Mukhi, Mridanga Mukhi, and some are chandan colored, some are speckled. In this way, there's eight special groups of cows. So when Krishna calls on his flute, all of those cows, they come running. And then Krishna, he knows the leaders of all those groups. He'll touch the nose of each leader and move one mala. He'll chant. This is how he's doing his japa. You know, one little jewel mala will go. He'll touch all the noses. Then he'll see if everyone is there and in the group. Now what happens, sometimes some cow didn't come. Then you know what he does? He goes back in the kadamba tree and he calls by name that cow. Then that cow, she's just in ecstasy. She just comes running, stretching her legs out forwards and backwards and bringing together. Her udder is just going kaboom, 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 and she's going, Actually, she heard Krishna's flute. She knows she's supposed to come. But she also knows if she doesn't come, Krishna will come and call her by name. Can you imagine Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead calling you by name? Oh, Eklavya! Oh, Sachisuta! Krishnananda! Visakha! Where did she go? Ishvari! Huh? Radhapriya! Huh? Can you imagine Krishna calling you by your name? Dhruva, Gopinath, or Gopinath. Can you imagine Krishna calling your name? They know they're supposed to come, but they know if they don't come, Krishna will call them by their name and they can hear that name. He described how sweetly that flute fills up their ear with, they just put their ears always hanging down, but they put it like this just to fill up with nectar. And it fills up and fills up, and where does it overflow? It doesn't overflow from the side of the ear, it overflows from the eye. Maharaj is describing the tears, that's where the overflow goes, from the eyes. And he described, just to give you an idea, he's from New Vrindavan, he can describe to you what it's like to milk the cow. First you let the calf loose, you know, and that calf just goes boom, running, and starts drinking, you know, and then sometimes it takes two gopas to pull that calf away, you know, and then they tie it. Can you imagine? With that much, I mean, two gopas it takes, and they hear Krishna's flute and they stop. Can you imagine how attractive Krishna's flute playing is? Two gopas it takes, and they're pulling it, and they tie him up, you know, and they just... And he described there's so many wonderful pastimes of this Tirkadamba also. There's one time Radharani and all her sakis, you know, she comes every day to cook for Krishna. So when they're coming from Yavat, this is the house of their Radharani's so-called mother-in-law. So you all know the ladies, when they're in the house of their father-in-law, mother-in-law, then they, you know, gungut, they pour they're like this. So there's all Radharani and other sakis are coming out of Javat. They're just very, very quiet with their saris pulled down, their shawls pulled down well over their faces like this. They don't make any sound. All you can hear is a ching, 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 ching and the tingling of their ankle bells. Our Raghunath Das Goswami, he describes so nicely the tinkling of Radharani's ankle bells is just like spray, that's too much, just like mist of little tiny, tiny drops of nectar are being sprinkled on every living and non-living being of Braj when Radharani walked. Just little sprays, little mist of nectar, ching, 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 just spray. This is the only sound you hear. after they get a little ways from Javit, then they just pull off their shawls and just like little girls are laughing and joking and having a good time and talking and talking. And Lalita says, let's go by the right side road. And Radharani says, that's a longer road. I said, no, but if we go by the left road, then we may meet with some trouble, you know. I said, no, it's too long. We have all this butter and milk. Let's go by the short road. So the short road takes them right through Tirkadam. As Maharaj described, Krishna's here. He's milking his cow. So the gopis, they see Krishna there milking his cow. So, and he's just as, he doesn't even see that Radharani and her sakis and manjaris are kind. Doesn't even see, doesn't even pay attention, you know. And they're all just like, in their hearts, you know, they're all just hoping and hoping, you know. Just like sometimes we see in, you know, in front of the samadhi, all the Gurukuli girls are on one side, the Gurukuli boys and little dancers are going back and forth. They're just hoping for some exchange, you know, like that. So, but Krishna, he's just absorbed. He just... So Radharani, she walks by, so she just sort of, she begins to swish her skirt, you know, very, she's walking, describe, just like we have this beautiful song, you know, Jai Radhi, so one of them says, Hansa Gamini. You ever seen a swan walk? I don't know, they always talk about swans, but there's no swan, I don't know where they hide all the swans, maybe in South India they have them, but I had to go all the way to Zurich this year, and then I saw swans. Somehow they kidnapped me to Zurich. I wasn't planning to go there, but they just tied me up and put me in a car and took me there. So we saw, we were chanting at the lake and there were swans. Have you ever seen a swan walk? So Radharani is walking, her skirt is swishing like this. You know how the Brijbhai have these big, beautiful embroidered borders on their skirts, you know. So still, Krishna, he's just not, you know. So finally she just walks by and she swishes in such a way that her skirt will just touch his arm, you know, to get his attention. You know, they're all hoping there's going some exchange. And then Krishna just turns that teeth of the cow up and right in Radharani's face, he slaps the cow. The cow runs between Radharani and all the gopis and they don't know what happened. They can only guess when that cow disappears. They saw the look on Radharani's face. They can just wonder what happened and Radharani pulls her sari overhead and with a big huff they all walk off. And Chambu can say, I told you we shouldn't come by this path. Then we were talking about, this is of course the bhajan kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami, we should understand, we were just hearing how he's so dear that Srimati Radharani came. Rupa Goswami is not ordinary. Two times in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu has mentioned Rupa Goswami. Twice he mentions. One time, Rupa Goswami wrote some beautiful verse and stuck it in his thatch hut because he never entered into Jagannath temple. So those of us who are Gaur Chamriwala with the white skin, we are in good company. Rup Sanatan, Haridas Thakur, they never went inside. So don't feel bad, you're in good company. So Rupa Goswami was staying there at Siddha Bakul with Haridas Thakur. So in his hut, he stuck this little verse, he went off to take his bath, and so Mahaprabhu came there with Swarup Damodar. And Rupa Goswami's writing is described just like strings of pearls. If you go down to the Vrindavan Sod Sansta, you can see they have on display some of the writing of Rupa Goswami. So this beautiful strings of pearl writing caught Mahaprabhu's eyes and he saw this. Because in Rathiyatra, Mahaprabhu was singing some verse, sounded like cinema song. He said, I'm the same young girl, you're the same young boy, the same breezes are coming and you know, like this. Is why is Mahaprabhu singing cinema song? And Rupa Goswami wrote this beautiful verse that I am the same Radha, you are the same Krishna. The same smell of the Kadamba flowers is coming, the same season is there, autumn season is there, but I'm not happy in this place, Kurukshetra. I want to go back to the bank of the river Brindava, Jamuna, Kalindi. He says, Vetasi, I want to go back. And Rupa Goswami saw that. How did he, on every verse things I'm seeing in cinema, so how did Rupa Goswami know? You know? He showed it to Swarup Damodar. How does Rupa Goswami know my heart? At that moment, Rupa Goswami came, he paid dandavats. And Swarup Damodar says, it must be you have just given your special mercy on him. Otherwise, it's not possible. And Mahaprabhu says, yes, I met Rupa Goswami at Prayag, and Uchit, seeing him as a fit person, I have bestowed my entire mercy upon him. First time. Second time, they came there, Mahaprabhu came there with Ramananda Roy. He was writing Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. And Ramananda Roy, Mahaprabhu asked to see what he was writing, and he showed it. He said, just see what he's writing. And Ramananda Roy began to read this. He said, this is not a drama. This is a constant flow of the most luscious, sweet nectar. He said, nobody can write like this unless he has got your special mercy. Second time, Mahaprabhu says, yes, I met this Rupa at Prayag, and Uchit, seeing him as a fit person, I have bestowed my entire mercy upon him. Twice Mahaprabhu mentions given his entire mercy. Therefore, we're always praying. Every day we say this. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam. Manubhistam means that innermost desire of the heart. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam. Rupa Goswami, he knew. Not everyone could know it. Rupa Goswami, he knew. Manu, what is it? Innermost desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam. Stapitam Jena. And he has established that. In this world, Stapitam. Stapitam is just like he says, Samstapakacharya, established. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam. Stapitam Jena Bhutale. Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatisva. Rupa Goswami, he's none other than Rupa Manjari. Just like in the Tulsi tree, we have these beautiful little manjaris. We put them on top of each different preparation. We put them in the water. The water becomes fragrant. That fragrance goes everywhere. So Rupa Goswami, he's that Rupa Manjari who has spread this fragrance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's innermost desire. So this is the place we're sitting. This is that Rupa Goswami's place where we're sitting here. Very, very special devotee. So, and our very dear friend Rishikesh Maharaj, he's bestowed upon us some sweet rice from this very place. Maharaj told this wonderful pastime. So we've got this little beautiful clay pot, just like it was clay pot. As you described that Rupa and Sanatana, even after they ate that sweet rice, they just kept the pieces of clay and they began to chew on those pieces of clay just to get a little taste like that. So he's been here for many years, just a few years now, before there was Krishna Gopal, 4 years now. Krishna Gopal left. You see this little white samadhi was there. Nice devotee. Stayed here for like 45 years, I think, 48 years, Krishna Gopal? 40 years. We can't even get a pujari to stay 40 days in any place. Now, Bhagwat Das Babuji ka samadhi konsa? Bhagwat Das Konsa? This last one, Bhagwat Das, he stayed here for probably more than 60 years. He was very, very old. He stayed here every day during the rainy season, because just at the end of the summer and the rainy season begins, all these kadamba trees give so many wonderful flowers, they're beautiful golden flowers, and Krishna just loves it. The color reminds him of Radharani, the smell just drives him mad. So he would make these garlands for Krishna and Balaram and take them up to the pujaris, and they would put them on Krishna and Balaram every day. And he was going, finally he was like 84 years old or so, and he was sitting here and he was thinking, I've been doing bhajan and I'm doing my rounds and making these garlands, and I didn't even once see, even just a little spurti in my heart, I didn't get anything. I've been doing all this bhajan for so many years, I didn't get anything, Heck with that, I'm going to go to Barsana, Radharani, she's more merciful. I'm not going to stay here anymore. So he just packed up whatever he had. Lotar kambu sadaka sambal. He began walking down the road, and a couple little coward boys came and said, Baba, Baba, where are you going? He said, I'm leaving this place. I'm going to Barsana. Right around, he's more merciful. But Baba, who's going to make the flower garlands for us? And he looked and he saw these coward boys. They had the garland that he made yesterday, was wearing. He saw all these kids, you know, when the pujaris brought the garland, they just picked them up and put them on. And he said, somebody's going to make, but I'm going to Barsana. I don't care, you know. And again, the little boy said, Baba, Baba, but who's going to make the flower garlands for us? And Bhagavad Das Baba turned around and he saw Krishna and Balaram in their full beauty with beautiful lotus petal eyes, both of them. This Shankha Kunindu Swedanga Balaram, beautiful white color like Shankha, like Kunda. Now this jasmine flower is finished, Kunda flower is coming. Indu means moon, like that. This beautiful monsoon colored Ganesham. Just like here in Barsana, in Nandagam, there's one Goswami, Megasham Goswami. Beautiful Megasham, just like blue musk, or blue lotus flowers with peacock feather. And beautiful pearl necklace swinging across that blackish chest. He saw Krishna and Balaram wearing that same garland that he had just made just the day before. And he was just shocked. He fell on the ground. He began to shiver and shake. After some time in Nandagam, the villagers said, hey, Bhagavat didn't come for Madhukari today. So they sent one little boy, go find out what's happened. Maybe Baba's sick or something. So that little boy came, he found Bhagavat Das just rolling in the ground, tears coming out of his eyes. He said, Baba, Baba, what happened? And Baba explained to him everything that happened and chanting, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. He entered into the eternal pastimes of Krishna and Balaram in the spiritual world. So this is very, very wonderful, special place. Our Rishikesh Maharaj is very fortunate to stay here. So time is running on. I just tried to take a few little remnants that fell off the plate of Radhanath Swami and relish them a little more and say these few things. Hare Krishna.